Health officials are investigating whether there is another unknown person linking the three latest COVID-19 cases. A third worker at the Grand Millennium Managed Isolation Facility in Auckland was confirmed with COVID-19 last night. They are one of 15 people who are considered close contacts of the security guard who returned a positive test last Wednesday night. The security guard has been genomically linked to a cleaner at the MIQ facility who caught the virus last month. The Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, says the nearly 2 week gap between those two positive cases means officials will look at CCTV footage to see if another person transmitted the virus. Epidemiologist Professor Michael Baker joins us now. Good morning.
Morena.
Yeah, there are a few concerning elements to this particular cluster. I think we can call it that, according to the Director General, particularly that gap and the possibility of somebody, a missing link.
Yes, I mean, this would not be an unusual scenario because, of course, a lot of cases are asymptomatic. So this scenario here has been seen many times, and it's at this stage a fairly standard investigation.
Are you worried, though, that there could be any undetected chains if there was a missing link? That would be the risk, right?
Yes, well, one of the things, of course, with this disease is that only about one in five cases actually transmits to many other people. So quite often, and we've seen this many times, as the trail goes cold, you realise there must have been other cases out there. They haven't transmitted to other people. The problem is a small number of cases infect a large number of people, and that's the super spreading kind of events that we've heard so much about.
But given it was 2 weeks or so ago, you would have expected, and that I've checked the testing numbers, they're still reasonably high up around 4,000 or so a day, that you would have picked it up.
I think that would be likely, yes.
So overall, your concern level with this particular cluster at this point is not too high?
Well, the concerns I've got are the obvious ones that obviously, staff should not be getting infected in this environment, so we need to figure out what happened. And I know that investigation's underway and looking at CCTV images and so on. And the second concern now, of course, is that, as we all know, these staff should all be vaccinated.
Yes, and so this is interesting, isn't it? Would you just, the fact that it has been transmitted this many times within the one hotel between a cleaner, a security guard, and now another worker, that does have to be of some concern.
Yes, and I mean, we've prioritised this group very highly, and that's the correct thing to do. Countries that are pursuing elimination have this priority group, which is different from the rest of the world. And now we really should be seeing 100% coverage in frontline workers. I think everyone agrees with that. It's just, I imagine, some of the logistics of getting there.
When they are all vaccinated, and we're not too far away, hopefully, what will happen then? It could still be transmitted, though, right? And then you might not pick it up. Would it be harder to pick up?
Well, this is still one of the big unknowns. We know that vaccination does reduce your risk of transmitting the virus. There's no question about that. We just don't know the extent of that because this is a mucosal infection, and the vaccine tends to give you systemic immunity. So there's still a bit of a question there of how well it will work. We hope it will work well, but this is still not totally certain.
Okay, if we look at the issue of the travel suspension for Kiwis coming from India, you would like to see the option considered of a hotel in India whereby New Zealand travellers could go to for a week before travel?
Well, look, there's a whole lot of things that could be done. Obviously, in India, the pandemic's just getting more intense, and I don't think that situation's unfortunately going to change for several weeks. So to resume travel from India, we obviously have to look very hard at all of the practical options that could be rolled out in India. And, of course, we've got a limited range of tools. We know they work, and that's quarantine and testing. They're the best options. So we have to work out how could that be made to work in that context. It is challenging, but we know it can be done.
And logistically, would a week's stay for a New Zealander, and I don't know who would pay for that, but presumably we'll figure that out later. At the moment, that might be the best option?
Yeah, well, the difficulty, I guess, for travellers is that they don't want to be infected with this virus coming to New Zealand. I'm sure they will take steps to reduce their risk. But if you think about the usual travel experience for people, it involves actually taking lots of risks because you may be travelling across India, you know, many opportunities to be infected along the way, often in quite densely packed transport. And if that departure process was shifted back so that they had to arrive at the major hub airport, say, a week before they travel, stay in a maybe a self-managed quarantine situation, maybe have one or two tests, including possibly a rapid test before they get on the flight. I mean, these are all details that have to be worked out. But I think it can be done. We can turn that tap down.
Okay, and it may just be a logistical issue. And if it can't be done inside the 2 weeks, given that we know the case numbers in India are rising exponentially, the ban will surely have to be extended, won't it?
Well, yes, I think that's very likely. I mean, one of the opportunities here, and I hope that this can happen, is that increasingly New Zealand and Australia have a common exterior border to the rest of the world, and obviously that includes India. We could be working with, hopefully with Australian counterparts, on this problem, because it's a problem affecting both countries. And Australia obviously has a lot more consular staff overseas in key countries like India, so maybe we could work out some common solutions to this.
They don't have a ban, though, do they, on Indian Australians coming back from India? Or their systems seem to be able to cope?
Well, they are taking far fewer travellers per capita than New Zealand. I think we're taking about five times more per capita. So we're in a different situation from them. The numbers may have changed. That was from a little while ago. But again, I think this is a great opportunity to get the green zone working really well across New Zealand and Australia, and perhaps work in a more collaborative way on how we can manage the red zone countries.
Just a final comment on the variants. A couple of news stories that have caught my eye over the last 24 hours. One out of Israel suggesting that the Pfizer vaccine, there has been some break. The South African variant appears to be breaking through the defences. This is an early study. And we've also got, obviously, concerns about AstraZeneca. Are you worried that some of these vaccines are, I guess, running into a few problems?
Yeah, I think we can expect that there will be problems with the coverage of the vaccines over time, because the more people you vaccinate, the more the virus gets, a selective advantage by being able to escape the immunity provided by vaccines. So this is a fact of life. And one of the good things about these new RNA vaccines is they can be reformulated quite quickly to keep ahead of the virus. And basically, these companies are very used to doing this, because this is done every year for influenza vaccines. And strangely enough, it's actually one of the benefits of where New Zealand is in receiving vaccine, because these companies, particularly companies like Pfizer and Moderna, will be reformulating these vaccines to keep ahead of the virus. So we may be able to get a vaccine that's reformulated.
Right. So if we see, and I want to stress this is only an early study that Reuters was reporting out of Israel on the South African variant and its impact on the Pfizer vaccine, but if it is, in fact, the case, you would hope that a booster version of the vaccine could be, you know, given to New Zealand later on in the year.
Yeah, that's right. And so we're in this evolutionary arms race, if you like, with the virus. I think we will win with the vaccines, but, you know, it may be quite a close battle as we progress.
Epidemiologist Professor Michael Baker, thank you as always.